Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome everybody to our first Commissioners Court meeting of the year. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum. All the commissioners are here. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Ask that you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible. Commissioner, would you?
You bow your head for me, please. Lord, thank you for getting us through the successful holidays, the new year, and Christmas, and bring us in here today to conduct business. Be with us and guide us in all our decisions. Be with our county, be with our town and this country. Lord, we thank you for all the blessings, and we're excited about another year serving you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's pretty nice. I haven't paid much attention to that.
It's nice. It's really pretty.
We don't want to just wad it up.
No.
All right. Good morning, y'all. Next item is item number four, public comments.
I do not have any.
Really?
Yep.
You want to give us an update?
Mr. Dieter. He's a little under the weather. All right. Number five, announcement and possible discussion of items of public or community interest for which no action will be taken. I'm sure if we, well, let's see.
The last one we had was the 22nd.
Yeah. Well, we got through 2025 all right. I'm excited about this new year that we have in front of us. Y'all have anything?
We've got a meet and greet on the 13th. It's coming up.
Oh,
meet
yeah.
The candidates.
Yeah, meet and greet candidates on the 13th. It's coming up. And then we also have Go Texans is right around the corner again. So. You don't have your tickets for that, you need to get a hold of those.
Have they, I didn't know they even started selling them.
It's already. Coming up, yeah, we've been hit up a couple times,
yeah,
so they're out
good,
there.
Good.
Yeah, so that's a couple things coming up.
Good.
I met with a group of people in the city of Shepherd about building some stuff over there across 59, where the old apartments used to be across McLean's. Mm-hmm. So,
used to be,
something.
Are they not still?
Sir?
Are them apartments gone?
No, they're still there. They're going to build something on that corner.
I see.
So, maybe something will get going.
When's the tractor supply in
they're
downtown
saying the middle
Shepherd?
Of they're saying, I talked to Jody Cronin yesterday about, he said maybe the middle of February they're supposed to, I thought it'd be sooner than that, but they're saying maybe the middle of February.
Well, they're making lots of progress the last time I went by there, but I hadn't. That's one of my go-to places. We don't have anything else at this point. I guess we'll move on down to item number nine, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the appointment of county auditor.
So that's clearly in the statute that we have to ratify or appoint that, but it's the district judge that truly does that.
Yes.
The district judges.
And I have a.
Do we go ahead and swear her in?
Well, on December the 29th, I guess the judges, I have a document here, signed appointment of county auditor by Judge Kitchens and Judge Wells. Do you have some paperwork?
You have it.
And I have it.
I do have it. Yeah, I swore her in on the 29th. The judges want me to do that on the day that they sign this order, I guess.
Well, I'll make the motion.
Well, do we have to make a motion or it's just be recorded? Because according to the paperwork, it just
either way,
talk about
we've
it.
We've got a motion. Anybody going to second the
I'll
motion?
I'll second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno. We can spend more time debating the issue.
I'm saying what the paperwork says.
Second by the Commissioner Dominey. Mm-hmm. Let's see. And I'll just read what it says. On the 29th day of December 2025, the appointment of Margie Ainsworth as County Auditor of San Jacinto County, Texas, in accordance with Chapter 84 of the Local Government Code, was considered and agreed upon. Said appointment, after taking off official oath of office and posting of the statutory bond, to begin effective the first day of January 2026. The salary of $73,339.62 shall be paid out of the general fund of the county, which we've already budgeted for. The district clerk of San Jacinto County is hereby ordered to certify this action to Commissioner's Court, San Jacinto County, and include in this order on the minutes of Commissioner's Court of San Jacinto County, Texas, signed Travis Kitchens, Judge of the 258th Judicial District, and John Wells, the 3rd Judge of the 411th Judicial District. I don't see Miss Curry here.
No, I'll run by and get her
There's
to sign it.
There's a spot she has to sign.
Mm-hmm. I have the original.
Just for the record, the oath has been sworn to on the 29th day of 2025. And then this looks like an invoice for the.
It's her bond.
That's a bond.
The bond.
The what?
You have the bond? I mean, I see what looks like an invoice for it or something like that. $5,000 bond. All right. Any other comments or questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Unanimous 5-0. Huh. Well, there you go.
Oh, I have it.
You have it?
Yes, sir. I have the original swearing in.
Well, these I got a color copier, and you can't tell the difference.
Huh? I know.
Well, good. I'll keep this up. Item number 10, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve setting Detcog Tire event for dates for 4/10/2026 and 4/11. That 6 got dropped off apparently, but 2026.
Judge, I'll make that motion. We accept the 2 dates.
So I think we need to determine which precinct with that motion. I think.
Did you look at the flyer on the next one?
Commissioner wanted to do Fridays. Us two have Fridays this side and Saturday.
It's fine. I didn't care. We just kind of copied it, and Cindy did it just like it was last year, but we can change that. It's just the dates we need to get through the court.
I'll
second
that. That's good. Thank you.
All right. So I have a motion by Commissioner Sweeney, a second by Commissioner Natuno to set the tire collection free tire recycling events for April 10th, 2026 at Precinct 1 and 3 and April 11th, 2026 at Precinct 4 and 2. And it lasts from 7:30 to noon or until the trailers fill up.
April 10th and 11th.
So there's one thing we need to talk about that when we...
There's only three trailers.
When we got the grant, it was cut down to we only have three trailers, but I was just assuming that we would go ahead out of sanitation. He's got tire cycle money and just pay for the fourth trailer, just have four. I would anticipate that there's going to be some money to fund that in the future from DECA. Not for sure, but okay. It can probably be refunded.
So you think we
don't
have a trailer at all four precincts?
I do believe.
And what we do with that is, just like for instance, when one's full, if I have some, I'll take them to you, Luke, Mark, or whoever, and we just got to make sure that they're full. We get our money's worth out of them.
So
we all kind of pull together and make sure that we get them full.
This tire amnesty event provided by grant funding from Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, TCEQ, Deep East Texas Council of Government, in conjunction with Sandy Center County.
I was picking up trash in my area yesterday.
Tires up to 24.5, no tractor tires or heavy equipment tires. All tires must be off the rims. Tires will be unloaded for you. Tires will be accepted during event times. Please do not drop off tires before or after the event.
Especially in the ditches when you leave them.
Yeah. I've been seeing some here lately in the big old 18-wheeler tires. I don't know why they...
I've been picking them up.
Have you?
Very frustrated with that.
I started to grab a couple. They do make them up. Time together and leveling land. Pretty good to make a drag out of. That's not just a whole lot of uses I've found for them. We haven't voted yet, I don't think. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 5-0.
Don't forget, we're going to need an inmate.
I didn't hear anything about that
discussion
on
the board.
It's way in April, but
it's
a small heads up.
10
and
11. April 10th and 11th, Friday and Saturday. Number 11, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to request for purchase approval for smooth surface mat with Flex Connect system. Funding from SB 22 fund. Chief?
Good morning. Afternoon.
You said good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Shelly.
He's like, is it?
Yeah. Hey, far away, you can say it louder.
Sorry?
Happy for
later. You said speak up.
Thanks.
So,
right here. Training's going to be in the shelter. The other mat we're using, people get hurt. It's not conducive to what we're doing. Throw people on the ground, we want them to feel the concrete.
All right, so tell us about it. Evidently they know what it is. Tell me about it.
It's basically just a workout type mat, but it's a thick one, and it's the way it's made for a full-size body to be thrown on the ground without feel like you're hitting the concrete.
Okay.
We're trying to prevent more and more injuries because the last one we had when we were using takedown methods we had a few injuries. We're trying to reduce the number of injuries.
This says inch and 5/8. That don't seem like nothing I'd want to be thrown on.
It's what it's made out of that makes the difference.
I see.
You can have some of that thick. but when you lay on it or push it, it doesn't hold up. This is more dense, so you don't have the...
Apparently they were getting pretty aggressive.
They are pretty, it's a pretty aggressive technique.
It's been kind of like they use in the judo, the...
Correct.
So when they throw you, you actually...
And this is out of SB 22 funds?
Yes, sir. That's a safety issue. We're using it for training.
Seriously, where are you going to store it at? Here?
Not here.
Yeah.
We'll probably end up storing it at our facility. And then...
You got that workout room.
It comes out in pieces, right? It says Flex Connect. I figured...
No, it rolls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is Flex Connect supposed to mean?
Well, it can connect to others. We can buy more different mats and put it together.
I see.
Make that motion, Judge.
I have a motion by Commissioner Sweeney, second by Commissioner Natuno. Any other questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0. And for the public's information, it's $799.99 for a 12 by 12 inch and 5/8 smooth surface mat with Flexi Connect. Next, item number 12, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve necessary actions regarding matters pertaining to the community park.
So I passed out two proposals. Team B, just construction, is out there putting in the blocks for the restroom on the park.
Yeah, they look like they're about a third of the way through.
I went by there
this morning.
Yeah. So I wanted to present to y'all the estimate that they gave. I have a proposal for the installment of the playground equipment.
I'm not positive. I think we kind of approved moving forward, but I wouldn't mind hearing a motion to ratify this Team Dean proposal 18-3 that we...
I'll make that motion.
Are you listening down there? I have a motion by Commissioner Dominey.
I'll second that motion.
I have a second by Commissioner Natuno. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0.
I thought 75.
That's a, it's looking good. I went by there early this morning and they may be closer to halfway. I don't know.
So I actually got a text from Team D yesterday that alluding to the plumbing. He said he could get his plumber to rough that in where they can block around the pipe sticking through, like for the sinks and the bathrooms.
Rough it in? What do you mean? I mean,
it's a block building.
Yeah.
And the plumbing is just coming out of the slab as we
speak. Right.
But it's
got
to come out of the slab and go through the wall, or through the wall and penetrate. But anyway, I'm trying to get to that text and read it to y'all. He can get his plumber there tomorrow to top the building out, stub drains out, run the water in proper locations. That's another thing's got to be through the walls. For $3,500, let me know. So, I mean, otherwise, they're going to just brick it, and we're going to get drills and drill through and then put the pipe. I mean, it's kind of probably needs to be done now, and he may be already past the height of the sinks and the urinals and the commodes. I don't know. It's the interior wall. It's two interior walls. There's a pipe chase. Everything's got to come out of that pipe chase.
They want to donate all that stuff? I mean, none of it all?
Just telling you what he said. If we don't act, it'll just be bricked up, blocked up, and we'll just have to do it later.
Yeah, but my goodness, man.
Yeah, we've already got how much in this thing now? About $100,000?
No.
18.3. No, bull. Is that the slab?
It was free.
Concrete was done.
No, the concrete stuff.
Concrete was free.
Okay. So we got.
Wow. The guy poured it, was did it for free.
I mean, the man that's built like what?
$2,500.
He built a concession stand. He's built 7 or 8 houses here, 10 houses in Cold Springs area. He's a part of our community. He couldn't. That's why I ask people I know to do things. I made one phone.
Assuming you don't make donations.
I made one phone call for the slab.
And we appreciate that.
And the man said, absolutely. But I don't know. I do know a Lifeson plumber. I do know one. James Brown's brother-in-law, son-in-law. Man, I'm not trying to hold it up, but my goodness, man.
Maybe past the
He's already charging us $18,000.
It may be irrelevant.
He's already charging us $18,000 for the bricks. And it ain't like he ain't already there. Well,
that's the bricks and putting them up.
The first bid we got was $15,000.
And that we had to provide the bricks
labor.
Ourselves.
Just the labor.
We had to provide the cement.
So he gave us a big discount.
Man, I just, no, whatever.
I'd like to just make the suggestion that we have a committee for it and that we take the time. I mean,
y'all need to meet on that
because the judge is on that. I'm on that too. Is that we be able to
I know you're saying they're laying the blocks down. I know
that. Y'all needed to meet yesterday on the plumbing.
Yeah.
They're laying the boxes to speak.
I don't know
if the committee needs to meet every time they make a small step.
The committee was put together for the people that out there that had some knowledge that could help.
Right. Yeah.
Right, and we've been. I mean, it's kind of a fluid thing. I mean, we're communicating all the time.
Yeah.
We hadn't had a. As far as a sit-down meeting, it's hard to just stop what everybody's doing because we're all going.
We have budgeted $150,000, and we haven't spent anything yet.
We got to move forward, so I guess.
No, I like the way you think.
We got to move forward,
but we ain't got. I'm not too crazy about jumping on $3,500 just to put a few fittings on either.
Yeah.
I'm sure the plumber would do it for $3,500. Yes. If we can't find somebody that I know some plumbers myself.
Yeah, but it ain't the time frame's over because the man's over there doing it now.
Yeah.
Time frame's over. We gotta pay for this.
And it may be too late. It may be relevant. They may be already past the height of all the fixtures anyway.
Yeah. They hadn't started the interior walls. Okay. They're just on the outside walls at least as of about 7 o'clock this morning. I'm not sure how it ain't. They got masonry bits. You can drill a hole. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that difficult to do. But I'm not sure we couldn't. Maintenance couldn't do that. I mean, for $3,500, I would.
No, it's got to be a licensed plumber. It's got to be a licensed plumber because it's open to the public.
I'm just relaying.
Where does it say that?
I mean, it's one of y'all's. Well, you're on in that park.
What did the mayor say?
It's ADA.
Don't deviate from the plan.
ADA and all that.
Did he not? Is that what he said?
Okay.
So let's go on to it if we got to.
I mean, it may be already too late. I mean,
I think she's already made a motion. You already seconded it, didn't you?
Well, this will be a different item.
Well,
no, all we proved was the
contract,
the agreement with them. We ratified it.
We're at that point. We got to do it. That's a fact.
Well, I'm hearing mixed signals on make the east end of the table.
No, I was just funny that, man. Sometimes
the first bid was $15,000 just for the bricks, and this guy came up with
the same.
Just for the labor,
the bricks.
It's the same people.
Actually, it was some of your folks, right?
No,
David.
No, it was.
Oh, it was the other
guy.
I mean, maybe Mr. Kirby and him and their group would pay for $3,500 for the plumbing. Yep. To help our beautiful park.
I wouldn't want you to just put him on the spot in front of God and everybody.
All right. Thank y'all, anyway, for even thinking. I'll make that motion. We're going to get the plumbing done, too. That's the next agenda, isn't it? Like that same.
Well, where is the next thing? I just had two things on.
Mr. Kirby, a minute before we leave. I ain't busy
anyways. Tell me again what exactly needs to be done.
They got to run the water lines, the supply lines, and it's got to be run through the brick, the block wall. These are Sloan valves. They're like flush, like in here, where there's like one inch pipe that comes through the wall for the water supply. There's three commodes, there's a urinal, and two sinks. And the drains have to be in there for the urinal. The
supply lines, you mean?
Water supply and drain for the sinks and for the urinal.
So you're talking about putting the pipe up before he puts the bricks up?
No.
It's kind of wild.
It's kind of, he got to go so far up that he's got to lay this. The plumbing, then he has to go the next step up.
One of the interior walls.
Yeah.
So it's got to come up and then over.
Technically, it's two. It's a pipe chase in there. Okay. And it's plumbing on each side of that wall. There's a copy of the plan. You need a magnifying glass to read it.
You know what?
He's got to talking about this.
Mm-hmm. Second page. Yeah.
He can't see that anyway. Yeah. I'm telling you. Can you?
Wow.
Can you see it?
Yeah, I can see. I guess where that pipe chase, there's two walls, but it ain't big enough for nobody to get in there and do no work. Well, I mean, maybe it is. Jeez.
On the big plans, when we looked at it, we said there was enough room to put pipes in there.
Pipes, maybe, but you'd have to put the pipes in and then build the other wall. I mean, that looks awful thin. That may be, it'd have to be 3 foot wide for a...
No, it's not 3 foot.
Well, how would a man get in there if it leaked and you had to get into the pipe chase?
Dig it all up, bust it out.
So from my understanding, the pipe has already come up through the concrete. They just need to bring it up and put it through the walls.
Yeah, I understand that.
And you got a vent pipe that goes all the way, penetrates through the roof. And
is there any reason we can't just table it and work it out?
The problem is,
because he's already passed that point anyway.
He's not. They're only on the outside.
If we're
going to
do it, we
got
to do it now. If we're not, then don't worry about it. You know, that's where we're at.
But they make masonry bits and they make. Ball peen hammers, if you had
the
process he's at now.
The space in between there would be hard to work
with
no once the walls are already up.
He cannot lay no more bricks.
I understand. I surely understand that.
I know at this point that my suggestion is go ahead and pay for it and have it done. That's not doing the rest of the plumbing. We can still find another plumber to do that part. But if it's in the process, instead of trying
out.
To.
He says top out, which means it's good. He's done. All
hook up, everything.
He just won't be setting any fixture for $3,500 or buying any fixture. Everything's done.
Which we can, maintenance can probably set the fixtures.
Mm-hmm. And not so long ago, I had some plumbing just laid in a slab, and it was like $2,800 just to lay that stuff in there, not doing all this other stuff.
Was that a motion? No, I made a motion to go and pay for it.
If that includes topping in that.
Yeah.
Because we're at the stopping point.
And like I said, when I go over there for this meeting, that may be already past the point. It may be irrelevant. I haven't been over this point.
Unless they put it up within the last 2 hours. It interior stuff hadn't been done. They ain't even, there's one side they hadn't put nothing up either. So there is a motion to Commissioner Mars
Okay, let's see. 18.5 and then 3,500 to finish the plumbing.
I'll second that motion.
I have a second by Commissioner Natuno. Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it, unanimous 5-0. Okay. The next thing we got is...
So Johnson Service Company sent a quote, and it has two in there, one for the assembly of the playground, one was for the...
This isn't the same bus that was going to put it up in the beginning, was it?
No, that one was for $45,000.
$45,000.
And then I got another quote for $28,000. Mm-hmm. This one is for $11,428. This is the cheapest I could get.
They got two components to their proposal.
Correct.
Playground assembly, install $11,428, and then EWF material and install $17,446.
That's for the shaving, and we already have a donation for the shaving, so we
right.
Don't need
so
it.
We just we were would like.
Sure.
So, 45, that's 11,000 is a lot better than 45,000.
Yes.
Yeah. I appreciate all your hard work beating the bushes and coming up with somebody that would, because maintenance, we originally thought, well, maintenance can put it together there.
You know.
But once we got those plans in the mail, it was monstrous.
I had this guy on the phone, and he had to get off before the holidays, and I'm just going by how hectic it was. And he was supposed to call me back, and we never contacted each other again. So okay. I was going to ask him about that material.
Okay.
So we need a motion to approve the playground assembly for $11,428.58.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion by Commissioner Dominey to accept a bid of $11,428.58 from Johnson Services Company to install the playground assembly that we've purchased and have stored in the metal building back behind the park.
And all that for the public, all this money is coming out of hotel motel tax that is a fund separate of his own.
You're right.
That has to be spent on that.
Do I have a second?
I thought you seconded it.
No, I didn't, but I will.
Okay, that's fine.
Just move on with it. You know, we're not the only two making the park here. I'll make that second.
All right.
I thought you seconded it.
I have a motion by Commissioner Dami, a second by Commissioner Natuno to approve the assembly. The proposal to assemble the playground equipment for $11,428.58 from Johnson Service Company.
And I put in...
Out of Tomball, Texas.
I put in a design to pay Stancil, so I'm waiting for a quote on the memorial plaque to see where that comes up at.
Thank you.
Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0.
Thank you, guys.
Good deal. Yeah, that's 25. It's about 25% of the original proposal. That's terrific. This ain't like no regular everyday swing set that you used to order from Sears and Roebuck. This thing takes up over a quarter of an acre. I mean, it's going to be nice.
And I'm still knocking doors right now for donations to get some swings and stuff like that.
Hallelujah, I hope so.
Nice.
Yeah. We've got some donations, so we're still working on that.
Thanks again. Anything else?
That's it.
All right.
I'm going to tell you the two new ones I hired, Ricky and Roger.
We're going to finish here in record time here.
Yeah.
They know. I mean, they don't leave a bloody laid over, shaved up.
I guess I'm.
They do a good job.
Well, let's move up here. We do have to pay some bills.
Yeah.
Item number six, consider approval of claims.
Oh, you already paid them?
Yeah. Are we done? In December.
Oh, I thought so much more than you did the other day.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There ain't no bills in there.
That's from how much?
Yeah.
How many times they laid yesterday?
Judge, we still got a bunch of copiers and stuff that is not under that new contract. I noticed a lot of invoices still for copiers and all that kind of stuff. Is that all?
That's all
old stuff, so we'll have a clean slate.
As it is, they should have all copiers and be contacting you within this week and next week. They should all be installed by the end of next week.
Yeah, we've got ours installed yesterday, so I just know it's a lot of bills on that.
And then all the other contracts will cease once.
Y'all put mine on the bottom of the list, right? Because I'm happy with mine. Mine's working just fine.
They made money on all rolls. The old one, too, was in good shape.
So what they're going to do is they're going to assess the old ones that we currently have because they are buying those back from us, but we're keeping three. We're keeping one for the clerk's office that's keeping that for the public use, and then we're having one of the ones that we have.
They're buying them back for about $100 a piece or something like that.
Is that $120 or something?
No, it's
$150.
It was more than that. They upped their bid.
But we're having one put
in here
in the shelter because we do not have a working copier here,
yep.
And then maintenance is getting one of the ones. But they're
well, that's a good idea. We need one.
And then bring them back to us.
Keep yours, keep ours.
Yeah. So they're going to assess all of them and pick the best.
I wouldn't make them. You said they're going to put one in here, too?
Yes. We're keeping.
Yeah, because we're a lot of times we're in here, and well, if I had a copy, I'd give it.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
I'll make the motion to pay the bills.
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, second by Commissioner Sweeney. Any questions about anything?
I saw the survey coming through there.
Yeah.
$600 on a survey?
That's cheap.
Where?
They just found the corner, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they just remarked corners.
Did, right? It wasn't a real survey.
Yeah, they just remarked
corners. I bought a place in Camilla about 10 years ago, and I called the surveyor that originally surveyed it 20 years later, and I found every corner but one. And that joker charged me $750 to locate one corner. And it was real close to where I thought it was. It just, it was about a foot under the ground. I found a bunch of them. I bought me one of those yellow. Boy, that's handy. Beep, 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 beep. And when it hits it, it means. We also found what I believe to be that property used to belong to the chief deputy, Step Pallage, back when Lewis Woodruff was back in the 60s. And we got to working it and beep, 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 beep. And we dug down there, and there's a okay bar pocket knife about that long with still had wood on it. I went and gave it to his daughter.
Oh wow, you did give it to her?
Yeah, I did. Anyway. And
how old is she, Fritz?
How old is she? My God.
She'll be 78, 80.
Gotta be close to that because I'm 66 and she's 12. Dead alone.
Yeah, I didn't know. I just curiosity, but. You don't ever hear
she's
them names.
She's a senior anymore. When I was in the first grade.
You don't ever hear them names anymore, you know, Palais.
Yeah. But there's a residential, was one or two houses right there by it, and we didn't want to get over and push somebody's tree over. It's important to know where your property is.
They did that survey, what, y'all get that 3 years ago or something?
3 years ago, yeah.
That's it?
Y'all spending many a night right there where the jail is.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you did. Your aunt had a place there.
I sure did. Spent me a night right there in that jail sitting.
Yeah. Yeah, I called the surveyor himself. Call him and talk to the office.
They charge you $4,900 a dump truck.
Sometimes he turns into more than he charged $4,900
a dump truck.
Me. Is that boy spent 2 days out there?
I would just thought 3 years ago having a survey, you could find mistakes. After 20 years.
We'd already been, he had set up trouble because that D6 has been running back and forth pushing them trees down, and I suspect some of them, them corners have got rooted up, if the truth be told.
Yeah, that's precinct 3.
Oh, that's old.
Yeah, I know I didn't sign the last day.
Where you and I were down through there.
On there.
Yeah. I presume, I don't know if he found that corner or set the corner.
I made a motion.
Maybe it was marked as, it's in the edge of a pond, and that street, Alpine Street, if it were where it's supposed to be, it would go right through the middle of that pond.
Sorry?
Yeah. Nobody. I remember you couldn't find the corner very far.
Yeah.
No,
but I didn't have him waste any time over there because it's probably there if I bring my lawn over here and find it.
What?
Thanks again for picking up signs.
You only charge $20 for gas. We charge everybody $20. I'll make some money, Warren. I know, my piece.
No,
I'll get everybody. Yeah, I'll get everybody. Diddy owes me $100 because I picked up more hers than anybody.
Put on my eye ring.
Hey, let me know about that other deal. I'm curious about that.
All right, any other questions about the bills? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 5-0. Budget amendments.
There is no
revenue certifications. I think we had a few the time before because we got some FEMA money in. Anyway.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
I second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much,
ladies and gentlemen.
Have a happy new year.